to another episode of Pal with Menzi. I want to first of all thank all of you who have been listening from week to week to week to week. Like, God really bless you because you guys actually fool my week. I'm always waking up excited to think of what topic we'll be recording just for you guys, and so you guys actually are very dear to my weeks since I started the podcast. And today we are come to talk about something quite, I don't know, basic, but also to a large extent has like some sort of impact on society or not. We'll dive into that and we'll see whether it does have some impact on society. But before I tell you what it is, our guest for today is Honorable Emeritus Adjoa. Emeritus Papa Panoni and Bekasai. Emeritus Bachelor to saying. So guys, basically we're just saying how are you? I'm fine in Akan. Okay, Adjoa. So yes, what does your name in Inua mean?
For me. It actually means she who gives birth to seven sons.
Seven sons.
I'm not ready for seven sons.
That is very interesting. Seven. Well, what pushed your parents to give you a name that says you bear seven sons? Yeah, that's your mom wants that many grandchildren. What's the
thing? Oh, it's my father. Oh, he named me after his mom. So okay. Yeah. But interesting, she had three sons.
Oh, she stopped. I'm sure she had kept giving birth to that being only boys.
I can't give birth to seven sons. I can't.
Hey, I just want to be first one twins, second one twins, then mistakes.
Yeah,
swap. That's it. So that's the mistake.
Hey. After the first twins, I'm still no, it's okay. God, you're giving me enough. It's all right.
So guys, we come to talk about names, whether they carry a drive, whether they carry a force, what influences names, like anything that comes up in this discussion. But it's basically going to be about names and their meanings and all that. So as I was going about my day, I'm like, funny, Adjoa, the celebrity, and how they name their children.
Hey, majestic royalties and cool.
So you've mentioned majesty. Let's talk about Shatawale's son. I'm a Shakateldo. But let's look at what he's called. Majesty. I think it's a great name, personally. What do you think?
Oh, it's fine for me. It's fine. Like, but it was interesting for me because, like, oh, okay, I wasn't seeing a Ghanaian celebrity's name in such names.
Exactly. Yeah. But I want to drive as a point, but let's start from here. So Majesty, it's a nice name. Like, if what people have been speculating that names follow people, then this boy is going to grow to be majestic in whatever he does. That is what the presumption should be, right?
Yes.
Then it moves me to someone else, Fela Makafui. Her daughter is absolutely adorable, but why is she called Island? When you hear Island, what comes into your mind?
The land in the middle of the sea or an ocean surrounded by water bodies.
Do you know what came into my mind? Because you are from a geographical place,
focus will be.
Yeah, your focus on studies and everything. It makes sense that your mind will go to that. But talking in a more social way, when I hear Island, I just think of being lonely.
A loner.
And so I'm like, what at all will make you think naming a child Island is okay? Because we all cannot even tell if the names are actually carrying forces behind us.
Exactly.
So if your child is called Island, are you, should we assume that your child will grow and be an island? Because there's even a saying, no man, no man's an island, but maybe your child will be an island. Then, please speak.
I think they should actually, if they ever have a chance to interview, like what motivated them to give money?
Yeah, I'm sure there should be a reason, because I honestly don't see someone just waking up and saying Island is a nice name, I'll name my child Island. And if that's the case, I'll really be Baba Hayes, to be honest. To be absolutely, but no, then again, I feel like Ghanaians, right from grassroots to socialize to celebrities to the politicians themselves, we all copy blindly. So let's do Beyonce and Kim Kardashian and the rest. So Beyonce's daughter is called Blue Ivy, right?
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy sounds like a nice name, and Ivy actually does have a meaning.
Yes, a flower, right? Yeah, so Blue Ivy, a blue flower.
Yeah, and that's beautiful. Like, flowers are pretty and all that, so I can just like, you know, when they gave birth to that child, everybody was like, she looks like her father and she's not pretty. Did you see that?
But today she's so pretty.
Yes, because she's called Blue Flower, and blue is actually my favorite color.
Ooh. So,
have you seen a field filled with blue daisies or something before? They are absolutely beautiful. So
yeah, from aerial perspective too.
Yeah, so of course when they gave birth, when people said she wasn't nice, but her name is probably following her, and she's turning into a beautiful flower. You know how some flowers, when they are budding, they are green and not look so nice, then when they finally open up, they are the most beautiful things you've ever seen. That could probably be happening to Blue Ivy. We don't know that.
The people who, pretty.
Yeah, the people who whose names interest me are the Kim Kardashian children. Kim and Kanye's children, Northwest.
please, it is cardinal points, like
Northwest. And for me, I feel like that was how should I put it? That was like it was pun intended. It was just something they named their child for fun. That's from my perspective. I might be wrong, but from my opinion, it just sounds like, oh, they just thought that, oh, see if you name my child Northwest, it will create clouds, and it just did it.
But I don't know why it sounds actually nice to me.
It's an absolutely interesting name. It sounds nice, and it's a very interesting name. I'm just trying, so what I'm doing here with the celebrities is I'm trying to see the forces behind what is making them name their children.
Their names.
Yeah, because some of their names are very abstract. Your surname is West, and your mother decides to name you North.
Yeah.
North. So, do you get my point? Like, what can you decide that? Or you, so your mother and your father said, let's call you North, so your name will be Northwest, like a cardinal point. What?
Maybe ask what it is. So you see, like, nobody actually has a name.
Yeah. So you mentioned something, Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. So, she's also very cute, so pretty.
Yeah. But you see, with Chicago cry, I can try and make some sense out of it, don't you think?
Oh yeah, maybe. I think it was called his home state.
His home state.
Yeah, I think that's where he was from, his hometown or something, or his mom's hometown, something like that.
Yeah, but you see, some sense can made out of maybe that's where she was conceived, or that's where her parents met. Something, the father comes from there, you know. Like, we can make some Chicago West. It makes the surname already makes all the names very weird, but you know, Chicago we can work with. I think it was another name of for one of their children. I don't follow those.
There's sound and there's saints.
Okay, so that's when he started to become a Christian and all that. You see, we are getting some context here. You know, now it's in context. So it's like Northwest was for fun. That's the first one, right?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it was, I don't know, because at least with the other ones, I can put them in context. Apart from Fela McCaffrey, I don't understand what's going on over there, to be honest. I like
If she comes to meet you after this podcast, then see.
I'm looking for clouds. If she makes noise, I mean, plenty of people come and listen to the podcast. Then we are all. There's no bad publicity. But these are questions that, yes, but I feel like these are questions that some of the interview people should be asking on showbiz and things. What? Because like this is first of all, it's a Ghanaian society.
Of course.
If I show a man now, because you have been now, you say go Saturday, I've been now Tuesday, now you call. But Ireland, it's okay to be ruffled. Me, I don't have an English name because my father believes that English names, please forgive me. My father has two English names, so does my mother. But they've also decided that English names are like a form of like
colonization,
and also you know how people name their pets with those names. Imagine, so there's actually someone in my class called Trixie. She's called Trixie. I'm so sorry, no disrespect means, but imagine you go to someone's house and their pet is so called Trixie, because I hear lots of pets being called that. Have you ever heard of a pet being called Trixie?
It's the one I know, she was a model. Pets, I'm yet to hear that.
Yeah, me, I've heard pets, especially in movies too. But yeah, no, but I just imagine you go somewhere and I don't even have an English name, and then the dog is called Ken. Ella. Because that's how we name our pets, with English names.
Of course.
You get, I find it very disrespectful. So like, I don't even know how to name my dogs properly, because I don't want anyone to come and visit me. You are called Rose, now I'll be calling my dog Rosie. So yeah, I know someone called Lady, and I know some dogs who called Lady.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's even look at the movie Lady and the Tramp, like,
of course,
my name is Lady. So you see, I feel like I understand my parents, and I actually think I would toe the same line with the English names, because I don't know, they just don't reflect who we are as Africans, to be honest. Because you know, go to an African country and out of the blue they've named their child Mensima, because unless maybe I was their family friend and I did something for them, but they just want to Anami or something. But like, we are just doing it because the name sounds nice. I don't see them doing that.
I think usually the ones they copy are these East African sort of names, the Kimathi, Kimani, Imans. Mm-hmm. That's the ones I think they usually copy.
That's organic, like... but we copy from everywhere, because this Kimani and things, I've heard some. Somebody I met recently has some name, and it sounds like a name from a Korean series. Hey. And so my mom and I were even, my sister and I were even saying that maybe the mother was watching something and then the name sounded nice. Oh shoot, I can't remember the name. So sorry, guys. But yeah, he's a Ghanaian, but his name sounds very Korean. So we said, my sister and I were telling my mom that it sounds like those things we watched in the Korean series. But yes, so Ghanaians, they come from anywhere. Apart from the name sounds nice, we don't even know the meaning, cry. We take the boots on the child. So now I'm coming to normal people. Let's leave the celebrities and come to normal people. We forget about the celebrities and everything, and since we've started talking about this already, let's come to like the smaller units of Ghanaians. Okay. Like just in the Ghanaian context.
Uh-huh.
I was born on Tuesday, right? So I'm called, yes, Araba.
Mm-hmm.
You were born on Monday, so you are called Ajwa.
Yes.
I cannot understand or reconcile with the idea that my mom is also a Monday born, she's called Ajwa. Then mm-hmm. I'll give birth to my child who is a Thursday born. That's Kukua, right?
Thursday. I know Thursday is, yeah.
Yeah, is that not the same as Kukua? In fancy. Me, I'm a fancy, so I'm... Okay, so let's say, I'll give birth to my child who is a Thursday born called, yeah, right? Uh-huh. But so I'll say I'm naming my child after my mother who is a Monday born, so my child will be called Ajwa. I cannot be concerned with that fact, because it defeats the whole purpose of the name.
I don't understand that either. It really sounds some way for me.
Like, how would I be calling my child who is born on Saturday or something, Ajua.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense, Babel.
I feel like it makes a form of confusion to the child. Because you go to school and they'll teach her in fancy or girl class that this born is called this, this born is called this. Then she only here, she's born in this day, but her name is different.
All because she was named after someone else.
Like, if you're naming children after people, find people that the children can reconcile with or give them other names. Must be the day they were born name.
Anything usually you're not supposed to do that. The day name is saying it. Don't add it. It's that simple. Exactly. I don't know why people want to add and add day name.
Because, that yes, because actually your day name is not even your name. So those who are called... Like, Ajua, if you're called Ajua Ejakun, you don't have a name. As a woman, you don't have a name. Unless when you marry, you keep your surname. Because Ajua is not your real name.
It's so, I think in account, we have something it's your name in the sense that it's your soul's name. Okrada. Okrada.
That's what they say, yes. Okrada.
Good. So usually people believe that even when you are praying like this, you really need something and then you pray. And people believe that it's best when you pray on the day you were born.
Yeah. But yeah. You see, I feel like, so what I'm saying is, why I'm saying maybe it's not really your name is because I feel like it's bestowed on you. Like, you cannot, it's not something you can do anything about. But like, Eninwa, it's your name. You are, it's solely to you. You, it's not like Adam cannot. You are, but they chose that name for you. They put that name on your head. You get this? You being called Ajua, yes. If you give us me on Monday, I'm automatically Ajua. Do you get where I am coming from?
Yeah.
Uh huh. But it, so those people that don't have names like Kofi Fosu, I feel like luckily they are men. So Fosu is your name. I would prefer to call you Fosu. Like, if you ask me, like, from where my mind is, I'll just say that Fosu is your real name. Because Obia Ewunu Friday, Obia, or your friend who Kofi, or Saturday, so. Do you get where I'm going?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now, it comes back for me to wonder, you know how they say that they look at the character of people to name their children?
Exactly. So,
yes, so I'm like, you know how people can pretend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you are naming the child after your own mother who gave birth to you and you were living with them, it's fine because your mother will not come and pretend to you. She'll be who she is. Your father is fine. But you say that somebody helped you or something and the person was good to you. So you are naming your child after that person. Like, I understand those dynamics, so because like people have named my mom and stuff, and me, it makes sense, like, you know, and all that. But I'm also thinking of the other side of the coin. Where, what if the person is not really who they are portraying to be?
So I know when it comes to that, I know that in the olden days, it means they've thoroughly studied the person. You've literally like been with the person long enough to know their downsides and then their upsides. You have.
Exactly, in the olden days, so, but now I see people doing this without that.
People just based on just one time goodness, but you're supposed to actually study the person to be sure.
That would make more sense.
You're actually supposed to study the person to be very sure to bestow upon your child.
I was going to say something. Why is it gone? Why is it gone? Okay, let me just say something else. So, if you're naming your child after someone and the person and your child grows without the characteristics of the person, like, I don't understand. Because, like, I'm really trying to, like, I really want to see, like, names impacting people the way they say it should. Like, but I don't think I'm seeing that. I saw a funny post, right? You know what the post is?
No.
You see people in America called Bush, Stone, and things prospering. Then you see people in Ghana call Favor and they are suffering. Call Blessing and they are begging for money. Called Rejoice or Joy and then they are depressed. and all that. Do you get where the person was coming from? Because maybe our economy is bad, so you have all these flourishing me call wisdom, and the person is not doing well in school, and all those. So then I was like, so does that mean that I said it didn't, it's just for identifying sake, like the way we color code things, and the way when you someone that's a new robot or something, they'll name you so everybody can know, like they will even name COVID-19 so we can all identify that it's COVID-19. So I feel like at this point, but you see, COVID-19, when you hear COVID-19, you are expecting to see some sorts of characteristics and things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get my point? Like,
I do.
So is that our names who are supposed to do that, but they are not doing that, or what? What's the tea?
The thing is, I think sometimes when people take things out of context, sometimes you see, maybe at that particular point, the person is depressed or some things are not going well, but maybe it's, how do I put it? It's not every time that life shows you hate. So somebody like Rejoice, the person can be generally a happy person, but something will happen, and for a long period of time or something, the person will be that depressed state. We okay. are human.
Yeah, you I get it. I suppose while you know, that is foolish. How do you reconcile with that?
No, what I think is that sometimes human beings are better. We just don't want to open our minds and our this thing to learn. Because if you have somebody called wisdom, usually it's expected you should be smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I feel like some people the name, although it was bestowed on them, right? Yeah, nah. Some funny woman says some people from their womb now they don't have wisdom.
Let me tell you something funny. So I was named after, I think, one of my grandmothers or great grandmothers or something. That's where I get the Mensima from. And then I have a second cousin who's also called Mensima, named after the same person. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to their house for like some short weeks, like maybe a week or two, maybe on a vacation. I'll just go and visit. And Mensima and I, we have some very similar attitudes. True. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they are not even the best attitudes. So, right now, I'm like, the person they named us after, is she the one that is following us with this? Or what? But, I mean, they're not also not like very, they're not very bad. If I don't want to say someone live this one, it's not nice. My branding was... But of course, no human being is perfect. So once you're naming your child after someone, obviously, if the person... If
yeah, definitely falls too.
Yes, really, truly. But I mean, I feel like after all has been said and done, she and I are the best people they could have ever known in their lives. My dogs agree. That's what she just said. My dog just said I could pay.
Oh, bro.
Oh, miss.
Keep but, quiet.
Andrea, they are telling you to stop saying me, bread. I mean, brebia.
Hey, so do you understand dog language?
Oh, I've been understanding since, so I just didn't want to tell the secrets, but now I've told everybody. So if your dogs are saying something you want clarification, you can come to me, yeah?
Let me go and call this woman. This woman that was teaching us this. A French Grandam Rose. Let me go and call her. That we found somebody who is mysterious. She speaks with dogs. Going to call her. What was her name? Was it LeBlanc?
I know that you guys had a teacher called LeBlanc, but I don't know.
Yes, Madame All Cute. And so.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell her.
I want to get into some names. Actually, you have some names and their meanings with you.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so I'll give you, okay. Let me give you one. A name I absolutely love. So I'll tell you why I love this name and why I saw it from. I love it because it just sounds nice in my ears. That's the honest truth. And I saw this in this series, Sabrina, the witch something. Yes. So the
name, you're able to watch it.
Oh, yeah, it's not scary. The Netflix one is not scary. The name is Ambrose.
Okay.
Ambrose. Not Ambaroso. It's just Ambrose. It's for males. So, Ambrose. Its origin is Greek and it means immortal.
Interesting.
The meaning just freed me. The meaning made me like the name some more. I don't know why. Because, I mean, I wanna be forever young. So immortal sounds nice. So yeah, that's what Ambrose means. Do you have any names for us?
Okay, so I have Brinya. Hey. Suffer to get, struggle to get.
Okay, so you do the African names, I'll do the English names. Ajada said those who don't have head will be calling them Brinya.
Yes, suffer to get. But personally, after talking to certain people, I realized that they said it's not something they would want to give to their child because it doesn't have a good. Yeah, suffer to get their wife.
It's suffer to get. Just say, be a me pe, be a mimbre.
Nothing is going to come easy.
Yeah, nyamin pingu. Yes, we are about the soft life.
Yeah, so I got that brain, yeah, and then yes, from popular discussions. Yeah, and I have one very good friend called Brinya. He doesn't suffer to get to, so I think he is an exception. He doesn't suffer to get. He's really smart.
That's what I'm saying. That it's like, no, but okay, maybe we can suffer to get Nali. But that's what I'm saying. That it's like, I don't know. I really want to do like extensive research into this name thing and see if it's really affecting people or not.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it does. Like, once in a while.
Right now, I'm wondering if there's really karma. Because. People will do things and they'll be getting away with this and you don't see anything happening.
Oh, life, well. Yeah, so now. So some people never get their rewards in food. They have to go and die and go and get their rewards. Others do get theirs instantly.
And some of them don't deserve rewards, for. But they keep getting. But okay, God is the judge of that. So.
You see. Somebody who sin and commit all forms of atrocities. And right, nothing will happen to the person. You never say one day you did something wrong. You get your instant judgment.
Right?
Life now, no balance. It's never balance. No balance.
There's a name I don't like. But
which name?
Two is very nice. Rupert. I don't know why I don't like the name. I don't know.
Rupert.
When I mention the crowd, like my mom doesn't look nice. Rupert. Dabby.
Its
origin is French and is for males. Oh. And it means bright fame.
It means what?
It means bright fame.
Oh, okay. And I think it's French, it will be Rupert, no?
Pardon?
If it's French, meaning it will be Rupert. This
person never mentioned. Exactly. If you were mentioning the name properly, I would like it more. Cause Rupert, like, I don't like it that much still, but it sounds better than Rupert.
You, Mister Yatuhan, I have a boy. What?
The meaning sounds very good. And so anybody called Rupert, as Adra says, we should say. Supposed to, because you know that everybody's fame is bright. Some people are famous too, but it's not that bright. Like it's just a few people in them that. But bright fame, trust me, baby, I'll be Drubiana. Was light, me a shiny star. In love with the meaning of Rupert, because I don't want to say Rupert. I'm not looking sexy saying Rupert. Period. Aja, hit us.
Okay, so baby Akon came to fight. Obediakun, he came, he or she came to fight.
So it's like Obediakun.
Yeah.
It actually sounds like the meaning, no, but I've not heard about it. Obediakun. I don't like the meaning.
Oh, he came to fight. So with such people, I realize that they don't tolerate nonsense. Like, they actually stand up for themselves a lot. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and watch you trample by them. No.
Can we say are they quick tempered?
It's not quick tempered per se, but they wouldn't tolerate them at all. Like, don't joke with them. If you think you can actually be silly or be a cheat, they'll show you that They know how to buy for themselves here.
Oh, okay. Obedi Akon, please give us another one.
Yeah.
I'm liking that.
Then we have Edu or Bedu. I know it's something to do with the 10th child. So anybody who is Edu, yeah. Bedu, the 10th child. And then Abebrese.
Hey, Abebrese.
Aha! Troubles, calamities, problems.
I mean, Pengu, why would you name your child Abebrese?
Thank you. So I remember one time somebody was watching this local movie and then one of the characters was called Abebrese. And my mom said, ah, why this name? Why do you want your child to suffer or something? True, true. That child suffered throughout the whole movie. So my name, I advise anybody.
I also want to go into like some Muslim
names.
I'm seeing Adara. I don't know whether it's Adara or Adara, but I'm thinking it's Adara.
Okay.
It means a girl as pure as a virgin.
Oh, beautiful.
I love the meaning. I should probably be called Adara, guys. From Studio Onwards, let's call me Adara, please. Like Araba, so let's do like Adara. Like, okay, guys. If you know me and you see me somewhere, you say Araba, I'll correct you. I'll say Adara. You say Araba, let's say Adara. So yeah, that's what that means. And then there is let me see if I'll get like a popular one. So you see, it's like the Muslim names we know in Ghana, they are like the least of the names. Okay, I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Huda. I don't know if you've heard of anybody called Huda, but I have.
Huda. No.
Yeah, Huda. And it means the correct way to lead a life.
Yeah, they, yes. Yo.
They are the marking scheme. The marking scheme.
Huda. I see Huda Beauty is Huda.
Uh-huh, exactly. That's so Huda is a Muslim name.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
What a long meaning.
Zara is a Muslim name, like Zara perfume, Zara man, Zara woman.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so the meaning of that name is the resplendent nature of a flower. What's resplendent? I do not know. But since I'm your English teacher, I would definitely tell you guys before.
Oh, resplendent. I know it's something positive to do with how
bright, brilliantly, characterized by a glowing splendor.
Yes.
So basically,
attractive.
Like, yes, a glowing flower. So I love the name Zara, actually. Like, I just like the Zara thing. It sounds nice. It sounds absolutely doable. And so feel free to name your child Zara. Period. Okay, Adra, give us some more names. I'm going to look for some name B.
Okay, so because I have
that girl is troublesome.
I have
Adra, before you continue. Sekina means tranquility, serenity, or peace. Guys, I'm looking for this particular name because I know someone with this name. This person does not even doesn't even exude peace. If you do now, she's like Bedi Akon. She should rather be called
I started this podcast. If they don't beat you,
podcast, I know on authority. If she listens to them, we'll know because she'll come and say something. Okay. So Adwa.
Okay, so I know. I remember one time I found it that I don't know people. If I'm wrong, correct me. But I asked around. This name, Antubam.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Antubam. That name was for me.
Yeah, it means one who didn't come and meet his father or her father, something like that.
I do that actually. That's why I said it was very interesting for me. Like, to be honest, I don't feel like it's a name that people should give to their children because it will remind them of their sorrow. Like, it's a sad thing not to come and meet your father in the world, but it's even sadder to be called by a name that is supposed to be a reminder of that.
Yeah.
Antubam. Please, can we move on from it?
And this name, though, I never knew that's what it meant. Abrefi, a calm or sweet woman.
Hey, I'm briefy, briefy. It doesn't matter. I'm not somebody who is forgetful. It sounds like a Rafi. Oh, but no, that's a perceived name then.
Yeah, I didn't know because I'm here to meet an Rafi who is calm. The other Rafis I know, they are wild. You don't joke with them.
I just got an interesting idea. Do you know what I want to do? I want to find all the names of the meaning of the names of people who have been on this podcast.
Oh, and that's also nice.
those with foreign names, and we are starting with Denise, and her name means dedicated to God. Lovely. Hey. It's a lovely name, don't you think so?
I agree.
Oh, I knew that I'm working with people in the right direction. So we are coming to Benedicta. So guys, Atreya is also called Benedicta, as I'm sure she has mentioned a lot of times, and her name means blessed.
What?
Blessed. So
oh,
like
okay, yeah. 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 That's so how we say give us the benediction or no.
Yes, exactly. So Denise is actually a French from French origin. Then Benedicta is from Italian thing. Yeah. So the Benedictines monastical order, you know, like Adra just rightfully said, we say the Benedictine order. Adra, who else has been here?
Joy's
name is implied. She beats me saying that her name is implied.
What about Gregory?
Yeah, we'll do Gregory. I was trying to see if I can find Venetia.
Hey, give us.
It's a very pretty name, and I absolutely love the name. It sounds nice. Oh, Venetia is also blessed.
Hey, which language? Wow.
Guys, it's what language, Kra? Italian as well.
Good, because that was a kind of an issue. Something had anything.
Guys, you see, I've always told you that I'm blessed and highly favored. God talks to me and he moves me in the right direction. See how they put, look at blessed, dedicated to God. Hey, that's why the podcast will thrive, because these people are backed by God's blessings, just like me. My God, give me best to 7 stands. If I go 7 stands, don't be a publicist. Don't be the ones bullying people to listen to the podcast.
We are in the right direction.
In the perfect direction.
Thank you.
Hey.
My 7 stands are running away from.
So Gregory is a Greek name, right? In fact, it sounds Greek. Okay. And it means to be awake. Or watch vigilance.
Vigilant.
Yeah. So next, I have to start checking if it's vigilant.
Oh, he tried, but the last time he wanted to know that some time zones be.
Hey, and you are vigilant dear. Hey, I'm calling him Crawford. We are vigilant. Name more ding.
You outmarry you. See, outmarry you. My 7 sons, so I'm thinking about it. Why? Every day I don't sleep well because God. Hey, dear future husband, I beg you. I can't go beyond 3.
Better than you posted, I said joy. So joy means obviously joyful, happiness. Yeah, yeah. So, yes, guys. So, you see, I'm bringing people with the right. Okay, so if you're taking it biblically, so I'm seeing that it's a Hebrew origin name meaning joy of the Lord. So people who are called like joy of the Lord, but we cannot be calling you joy of the Lord. I just remember something absolutely interesting. So I'm sure people who went to my school might remember. If you guys don't remember, I'm actually disappointed. But when I was in senior high school, I said I'll name my two children me likey likeys. Jesus and me hazy Satan. And I was saying this every day. If someone will say me likey Jesus, and then that one will be called me hazy Satan. And I don't know, it was a very interesting time for me, guys.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, Adria, let's go back to Bedi Akwende in this environment.
Okay, so let's go to East Africa. We have Imani.
Hey, okay. I'll not comment on this name. Please tell us.
It actually means faith, belief. Faith.
Oh, okay.
Faith, yeah. Okay. So don't have to name your children faith. You can just make him money, you know.
Money. Hey, like, I don't know. If I talk, they'll see I'm being tribalistic. But these elders, can they just, you know, instead of naming your child favor, look for anything that means favor, then you just coin it in there.
You after this podcast, you better look for some outside.
I want to provoke your thoughts. I want to make you think. I want to make you bring out new ideas. We are a generation of new things. We're a generation of moving forward. So if you're a Muslim, hey, sorry guys, if you're an Ewe brother or sister who wants to name your child Faith, let's just go with Imani. We are, you know, it's not like want to brutalize the thing, though, but sometimes I don't know, like. I want, like, I would hate to do to give my child a name that will laugh at them at school. That thing can be very scary because I remember how it was. Yeah. So you have to find the child goes. Do you know, I feel like sometimes the names are part of the reasons why some people were seen as DBs and others were not. Why some people were good and not, because their name sounded like that. Tracy, and she sounds like she's supposed to be the leader. This. You know, I'm thinking like that currently. Like right now, it just came to me that it could be possible. But okay. The person I said that was called Lady. She was in my grandma's school. And she was very lady. And she was leading all the church girls in this. Me, I was just a visitor there from time to time. But so when I go, I'll be the girl. Because me, you cannot become a lady over me. Do you know what, who I am?
So, hey.
So when I go, she becomes second in command. But... No, she's called Lady.
We are sorry, sis.
Okay, I'll drag you some more. Hit us.
All right, and we have Kimani. Hey, Eastern people. They are nice too.
And they are very nice. I saw the Ghanaians like stealing from everywhere. I'll draw them.
Oh!
I said Kimani is not such a narrow. Draw me a question. I said she has a child. And she's named the child Kimani. You know what that's the name?
I'm like, okay, so Imani is for a girl and Kimani too is for a girl, and it means one who is beautiful and sweet.
Oh, guys, I should be called Kimani too.
So right now, who is stealing from who? And then this one, we have Delilah. I actually thought it means a wicked person or a wicked woman because of biblical perspective.
Yeah, but
it means delicate. Delicate. Interesting.
Very, very interesting.
I never knew.
You know, okay, guys, because they are saying this, there's this particular name that I thought meant something bad, but it actually doesn't. I will have to look for the name, but I actually thought Lucy is like Lucifer. So when I name people called Lucy and those things, I'll be looking at them weird.
Right.
But it means light. Yeah. And it now makes sense because but Lucifer wasn't to say it was an angel for singing. How does it mean light now?
His name actually means bringer of light.
Oh, okay. But still, because of his attitude, you see the characteristics are following. Okay, let me know. But yeah. But you know one of his names that I actually like? One of Lucifer's name I actually like? Morning Star.
Yeah.
I love it. I can even see myself giving that to my child as a pet name because I don't know, it's a beautiful
Morning Star.
It's a beautiful name by all standards. Stars are beautiful. And you don't even see a star in the morning. You see stars in the evening. So if you are the morning star, imagine the uniqueness of your beauty.
Yeah.
And how much light, exactly, that's why he's called, that's why he's the bringer of light. Because if you are a star and you are shining in the morning, that is so much light.
Yeah. Oh, and he was actually, I think they describe him as the most beautiful of all angels.
Yeah, I really like that name, Morning Star. Lucifer, you shouldn't have done that. You could have been using this name for greater things.
Oh.
Morning Star. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yes,
the lily of the... Okay, then we can do Lily of the Valley. Destiny of the Valley. Ah, bright and morning star. Ah, I love that. I mean, the school morning star, I like the name, but I don't know if I like the school. But yeah.
You know, today you just want people to meet you. I can see.
Why would you name your child Indigo? Indigo sounds nice, but the meaning doesn't even mean anything to me. Blue dye.
Yeah, blue dye.
Yes,
yeah, like, part of the rainbow color.
Aja, do you think you know the word Odyssey, right?
Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Homer's Odyssey. No.
What else? Do you know the meaning?
I know it means it has something to do with travels.
Yeah, so it's like a journey, long journey or something. And so then you want to name your child that. You can name your child Odessa.
Oh.
For the females, and it's of Greek origin, right? And the meaning is of long journey. Why would you, unless okay, if I'm thinking about this in a positive way, I'll say that means you live long, your life journey will be long. That's the only way I can see for it to be positive, because I don't know.
And
I like this name a lot because I was attached to the story. Like, I like the story, and guys, you know, I'm very weird. I like the story just because there was a chapter in the book called Oliver Asks for More. Aja, do you know what, which book I'm talking about?
Oliver Twist.
Period. And I just like the story because Oliver Asks for More.
Really, it's because of the story band. Oliver.
I like Beyonce. But yeah, I just like the book because Oliver Asks for More. It was very interesting for me that Oliver Asks for More. It was chapter 2. I even remember
the poor guy.
They beat Oliver.
Maybe
I was attached because at home I'm a foodie and guys. You know, I'm a food enthusiast. Let me do the branding well. I'm a food enthusiast. Mm-hmm. And I was always asking for more. So I was very sad that Oliver asked for more and this was the treatment he got. What if I also ask for more one day and I get this treatment? You see how I'm deep in the thing? You see how deep it was for me? So obviously, I did check up for Oliver. And it means descendants of the ancestor.
Descendants of what?
The ancestor. The way Oliver was asking in the book, he was definitely an ancestor. Because...
Hey! It was interesting how all this while he was actually a rich boy. Like,
ooh. The ancestor, yes, so we break our crown, ancestors, say ancient of this.
Yes, they suffered in our house.
So Lucy, Lucien, all those names are towards the morning, like they're not morning stars, they're just lights.
Lights, yes. Lucien, Lucille.
Yeah, all those names. Are there any more juices for us?
Okay, so I have Jason. I never knew it meant healer.
Healer? Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
And it's of Greek origin.
Oh, okay. Jason actually sounds nice. When I'm mentioning Jason, I can be sexy with my lips, my feet. Jason.
Yay.
You guys should see me. I'm doing my eyes things in my mouth. I actually put my hands on my knees and raise my shoulder. I'm trying to give you guys a mental picture of me mentioning Jason, you see. That's Rupert. Hey, ah, Rupert, guys, I can't try. Rupert.
you, this girl.
So, guys, I'll give you one last name.
Uh-huh.
One last name. Okay, now I'll give you two. So, as you're talking about names of people in the Bible, let's do Cain. And Cain means son of the fighter.
Oh.
It's of Irish origin. Son of the fighter. And then the other one I wanted to give you, because maybe some of you are very handsome and you might give us very handsome children, so you might want to reflect that in the name. The name to go for is Calyx. And I like it because I like names that sound like
flowers. Nicknames. Parts of flowers.
Pardon?
Parts of flowers.
Yeah, but it means very handsome.
Oh, okay.
I actually like names that sound like nicknames. So Calyx, you know, Calyx will sound like, oh, guy, but it's actually your real name. Dope. Yeah. So yeah, Calyx is the name if you want your child to be the leader of the gang. Very handsome. And also, the name sounds like a nickname. That's the vibe now. Calyx. We're in the 21st century, guys. Get on with the program. I don't know the meaning of mentim. I said I would ask my friend before the podcast, but life happened and I didn't. So here we are.
Oh,
guys, okay, I'll find out and let you guys know on the next podcast. This will just be a side note on the next podcast because life did happen. Because I was really like, I had a mental note to ask my dad what it means. I don't know, I've never bothered to ask, but you know, guys, I'm full of grace, blessed amongst women, highly favored. So I can just know that my name is like everything good, everything nice, everything fresh, period. Okay, this word is actually very popular, but in the spirit of the names I mentioned and all that, maybe I've wrapped someone the wrong way or something. I'm coming to do this word so that you know that the love is still deep. And the word is camaraderie.
Okay. But
camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
But the word is
French origin.
Yes, but the word is camaraderie. So let me break it down. So it's a four syllabic word. Camaraderie. Camaraderie. And it's a feeling of good friendship among the people in a group. So, guys, if I mentioned your name in a way you didn't like or anything, it was just fun and jokes. We are just trying to see deeper meaning. Try and find me and tell me if your name is affecting you or not, in positive or negative. I would love to know, and I would love to do a follow-up for this episode. Adra and I are grateful that you guys came to listen.
Yes.
Never leave. I will not say I would never, because they say it was never say never, but I'll try my best to always bring you guys exciting and interesting topics. Our mother of seven sons will give birth to our public so that they can start sharing, liking, subscribing.
Thank you. It's not your brain.
Can you do it, and then at one go, you rest the seven at once. They'll be called
septuplets.
Was said again. Is that because I'm so young? Married, people thought I was lying. Married, was...
you don't like me.
Adwa, God said we should come and multiply. That's our mandate as
human beings. How am I going to breastfeed?
No, we all contribute. Menzymes. We didn't even talk about our own name. Menzymes. That is what we are. That is who we are. And that is what we love to be. And you guys all know the origin. It came from the word enzymes, right? And you know what enzymes are?
Yeah, I think they are chemical substances. I know sometimes they can speed ripening of fruits and foods.
Let me help you. So enzymes help speed up metabolism, they are basically the chemical reactions in our bodies, and then they also build some substances and break others down, and all living things have enzymes. So that's the origin of menzymes. And why I like that origin is because, first of all, we want to speed up our growth. Like, metabolism is like, you know, making all your food and things digest faster and everything. That's sort of speed up your growth. So as a menzyme, your growth is supposed to be, like when you listen to this podcast, your mind should be opening to things. Like, you are learning new things every day and all that. Then you are building some substances and you are breaking some down. So that means because that's what enzymes do. They build some substance and break others down. Do you understand?
Okay. So that's why I said ripening. That was the first thing that came to my head.
Exactly. So as a menzyme, I'm expecting you to be building some good substances in you, and the bad one, you'll be breaking them down into waste products, eh? And we'll throw them out and flush it. Because, so yes, guys, you see how I thought about her name, try to impact us and follow us everywhere we go. It's yeah, that's so we are menzyme. Why, yeah, I mean, sure.
For closing, so I'm shooting to play Oliver Twist. Let me see if I can get it for us.
What thing?
Oliver Twist. I'm closing song.
I like Oliver Twist. Guys.
Oliver Twist.
I don't even have a singing voice. I've never heard you singing before.
Oh, when I'm in the fully mood, the voice goes so.
Hey. Hey guys, today Adra is putting us on some beats.
DJ Adra on the beat.
DJ Eninwa with the 7 songs on the
beat.
Guys, so on this note, we say always what? Ask for more as an enzyme. Period.
Bye-bye. We'll be coming.
Yeah, we'll be jamming behind scenes. Bye.
Bye.